Welcome to your audio access of Virginia Repertory Theater's A Raisin in the Sun Playbill. A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry. A Raisin in the Sun is presented by special arrangement with Samuel French Incorporated. Set design by Catherine Field. Lighting design by Lynn Hartman. Costume design by Emily Tappan. Stage management by Jocelyn A. Thompson. Dramaturgy by Vanessa Jackson. Sound design by Derek DeMay, and direction by Tanya Pettiford-Waits. Raisin in the Sun on Sunday, March 4th, 2018, for the 2 p.m. matinee. Theater patrons opting to use Virginia Voice's live audio description service will have the opportunity to participate in a pre-show tactile tour, conducted by Virginia Repertory's founding producer, Bruce Miller. The tour will include talking to main characters, touching costumes and props, walking the stage, and feeling the set. For more information on how to take advantage of live audio description, to access this performance or future performances, please call 804-266-2477 and ask for Jennifer Cunningham. Please enjoy the Raisin in the Sun playbill. On page 2, we have the cast in order of appearance. Ruth Younger is played by Katrina Carol Lewis. Travis Younger is played by Caleb Brown McWhite and Matthias Williams. Walter Lee Younger is played by Gerald E. Solomon. Benita Younger, the Ruth understudy, is Jasmine Coles. Lena Mama Younger is played by Trizana Beverly. Joseph Asagai is played by Bru Ajayitsi. George Murchison is played by Kevin Miner. Bobo is played by Joseph Marshall. Carl Linder is played by Doug Blackburn. The Moving Man, George and Joseph Understudy, is played by Solomon Dixon. The Moving Man, Walter and Bobo Understudy, is played by Arthur B. Muhammad. Lena Mama Understudy is played by Margaret Joyner. And the Benita Understudy, Maria Terrell. For this production, the assistant stage manager, Mason Hemphill, the assistant dramaturgy, Maria Tejave Mogh-Adam, costume assistant, Jessica Moreno, props, Josh Bloom, soundboard operator, Nicholas Creary, lightboard operator, Linwood Guyton, wardrobe, Amber L. Davis, videography, Matt Polson, and photography by Jason Collins and Aaron Sutton. The place and time is in the early 1950s of Chicago's South Side in the Younger family living room. Now on to the company bios. Trizana Beverly, playing Lena Mama Younger, is a winner of the Tony Award for the Best Supporting Actress in a Play for her role in the Broadway show For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. Ms. Beverly is also an accomplished director, singer, and writer. She is on the guest directing faculty of the Juilliard School and is currently teaching the freshman acting class at the State University of New York, Purchase. She has performed in many theater and film productions and is performing the role of Lena Younger for the second time. Ms. Beverly is also performing her original one-woman show, Mabel Madness, about the famous chanteuse Mabel Mercer, which she wrote. Her representation is Eisen and Associates. Katrina Carol Lewis, playing Ruth Younger, is blissfully singing and acting her life away and is thrilled to breathe life into the classic play with its brilliant team of artists. Credits include The Color Purple, Dream Girls, Intimate Apparel at the Virginia Repertory, Twilight, Los Angeles, 1992 with RTCC nomination for the Best Actress in a Play, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill with RTCC Award for Best Actress in a Musical, Theater Lab, and Murder Ballad, Gideon's Knot, The Top of Bravery with Art and Quill Theater, The Mountaintop, Good People, Death and the Maiden, and Ohio State Murderers. Lewis holds a BFA in theater from VCU. There is always something left to love. Namaste. Jared E. Solomon, playing Walter Lee Younger, is thrilled to be a part of this amazing cast and production. Broadway and the off-Broadway credits include South Pacific and Bear. National tours include Ragtime, Big River, and Annie. Regional credits include Ragtime, Dreamgirls, The Color Purple, The Whipping Man, Sweet Charity, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, Gross Indecency, Olympus on My Mind, The Mountaintop, Once on This Island, Cutman, Smokey Joe's Cafe, Henry V, The Merry Wives of Windsor, and many others. TV and film credits include 30 Rock, Law and Order, Kings, The Unusuals, and Hiding Divya. Gerald has a BFA in theater performance from VCU and currently teaches theater in Chesterfield County. Brew Ajuayitsi, playing Joseph Asagai, makes his Virginia Rep debut with A Raisin in the Sun. Recent credits include Skeleton Crew and I Wanna Effing Tear You Apart at Studio Theater, Aquila and the Bee at Arena Stage, and The Call at Theater J. Other credits include The Love of the Nightingale at Constellation Theater Company, Hello Out There and Bang the Drum Slowly at the American Century Theater, and Disco Jesus and the Apostles of Funk at the Capitol Fringe Festival. Brew holds a Bachelor's of Science in Health Sciences from Lincoln University and is a graduate of National Conservatory of Dramatic Arts. Doug Blackburn, playing Carl Lindner, is honored to make his Richmond debut with this production. He has earned a BFA from West Virginia University, as well as MFAs from Carnegie Mellon University and the Moscow Art Theater. After stops in Boston, NYC, St. Louis, Los Angeles, he has spent the past 13 years in Omaha, Nebraska, teaching and performing. Favorite roles include Richard III, Juror Number 3 in 12 Angry Men, and Jack in David Mamet's Race. His favorite on-screen experience was as a winner of Comedy Central's now-defunct game show, Beat the Geeks. Jasmine Eileen Coles, playing Benitha Younger, shares stories that shift paradigms, ignite change, and cultivate dialogue around themes that unravel the human experience. She is honored to make her Virginia Repertory Theater debut. One of her proudest creations is her health-oriented project, The Tale of Chef Kale. Additional credits include The Wizard of Hip at Metro Stage, Shug Avery in The Color Purple, White Plains Regional Premiere, Monet, a one-woman show off-Broadway, Ain't Misbehavin' at Fies on Firehouse Theater, Uncle Tom, Deconstructed, The Conciliation Project, and directing and devising Her, The New Queen, Anacostia Art Center. Gratitude to God, family, Khalid, and friends. Solomon Dixon, playing Moving Man, George, Joseph Yu, is a third-year theater performance major at Virginia Commonwealth University. This is his debut performance at Virginia Repertory Theater. He previously played the role of Carl Lee Haley in Theater VCU's production of A Time to Kill. Margaret Joyner, playing Lena Mama Younger, understudy, is artistic director of the Heritage Ensemble Theater Company and can be found periodically designing costumes for local theater companies. She has directed such plays as Ceremonies in the Dark, Old Men, Steal Away, and Four Black Boys, just to name a few. As a vocalist, she sung at many events and is known for her a cappella skill. For 2 years, Margaret was also the face of Glory Foods and still has a cooking show on their website. She graduated from VCU with a master's degree in theater and is now a full-time instructor of theater at Virginia Union University. When asked about her many talents, Joyner responded, "I am humbled by the fact that God has chosen me to represent his work." Joseph Marshall, playing Bobo, is honored to join the powerful production, taking the November theater stage for the very first time. A Washington, D.C. native, Marshall is currently touring with the Black Boy Blues as Louie, the Jenkins Brothers. He also held starring roles in multiple community theater productions produced by Victory Christian Ministries International in Washington, D.C., including It's a Wonderful Life, playing George, and A Christmas Carol, playing the Scrooge. He would like to thank God for his strength, his family for their support, and his girlfriend, who we would like for all of you to know is a beautiful Redskins cheerleader. Caleb Brown McWhite, playing Travis Younger, is excited to be a part of Raisin in the Sun. He is a third grader in the Richmond Public School System. He is energetic and enthusiastic about participating in theater performances. This is his very first show with Virginia Repertory Theater. He is grateful for the opportunity to be a part of this production. Kevin Miner, playing George Murchison, is blessed to be a part of the talented cast and creative team of A Raisin in the Sun. Kevin is a current MFA actor at the University of Virginia. Some of his favorite shows include Seven Guitars through UVA Drama, Welcome to Fear City via CATF, and Hamlet in the St. Louis Shakespeare Theater. Kevin would like to thank his friends and family back home in St. Louis for their continued love and support, as well as his castmates for allowing him to share the stage with them. Arthur B. Muhammad, playing the Moving Man, Walter, and Bobo understudy, is very honored and thrilled to be part of the cast of A Raisin in the Sun. Muhammad hails from Yonkers, New York, where he began acting for the first time in high school. With over 10 years of acting experience under his belt, his biggest accomplishment as an actor was being cast in Spike Lee's Bamboozled. This is his first performance with the Virginia Repertory Theater. Marie Terrell, Benita understudy, has been working on projects around the Richmond since graduating with a BFA from Shenandoah University. Maria was recently seen in Virginia Rep's production of Shakespeare in Love. Some of her favorite performance credits include Almost Maine, Ensemble, a Swift Creek Mill Theater, Nine Circles, Ensemble at Theater Lab, Romeo and Juliet, playing Juliet at Quill Theater, and The Jeweler's Shop, playing Teresa at Richmond Catholic Theater. Maria also worked on an episode of Nightmare Next Door with Investigation Discovery. In addition, she is proud to have served as a company artist for Theater Lab's 2015-2016 season. Matthias Williams, playing Travis Younger, understudy, is making his theatrical debut and is honored to be joining the cast of A Raisin in the Sun. Matthias lives in Richmond, Virginia with his family. He is an honors middle school student who enjoys playing sports. He is interested in pursuing an acting career and thanks his parents, siblings, and relatives for supporting him. And those are all of the cast bios. We'll now move over to the rest of the company bios. Starting with Tanya Pettiford Waits, PhD, serving as the director of this production, is an associate professor of graduate pedagogy and acting and directing at Virginia Commonwealth University. Prior to joining the faculty at VCU, she directed, performed, and was an educator in Seattle for over 23 years. Dr. T is the artistic director and co-founder of the Conciliation Project, a nonprofit social justice theater company that now makes its home in Richmond, Virginia. She is a playwright, director, actor, poet, writer, scholar, activist, and teacher. As a performer, she appeared in the New York Shakespeare Festival's Broadway production of For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. Performing in both the national and international touring companies, her television, film, industrial, voiceover, and commercial credits are extensive, including featured performances in Twin Peaks, Sleepless in Seattle, and Twice in a Lifetime. She is the voice of Duke's Mayonnaise and featured voice talent on Xbox's Halo. Last season, her collaboration on The Top of Bravery won an RTCC award for Best New Work. She also directed Dry Land for Theater Lab, A Streetcar Named Desire for the Firehouse Theater Project, and, after directing The Grapes of Wrath for Virginia Rep several years ago, is happy to be directing one of her favorite plays, A Raisin in the Sun. Pettiford Waite's newest publication, Ritual Poetic Drama Within the African Continuum, The Journey from Shakespeare to Change, is included in Black Acting Methods, Critical Approaches, published by Routledge. Next to our sound designer, Derek Dumais, a Richmond native, graduated from Virginia Commonwealth University, earning a BFA in Technical Theater and Sound Design. He serves on staff as audio and visual supervisor at Virginia Rep. Favorite design credits include You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, Equivocation, The Hound of the Baskervilles, Legacy of Light, Shipwrecked, and This Wonderful Life. Favorite design and live mix credits include Fun Home, Dream Girls, South Pacific, MAME, The Color Purple, Shrek the Musical, Spring Awakening, The Sound of Music, which earned a 2010 RTCC Award for Best Sound Design, and the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Love to Shelley and Oliver. Next, our set designer, Catherine Field, is an MFA candidate in stage design at Virginia Commonwealth University, graduating this spring. Her work has been seen in Richmond, Virginia at the Virginia Rep, in Airline Highway, a 2017 RTCC nomination for Best Scenic Design, and VCU, Boy Gets Girl, The Addams Family, a new musical, In the Next Room, or Vibrator Play. She also works with high school students as the Assistant Director of Technical Education at the Southeastern Summer Theater Institute. Upcoming work includes Into the Woods, a thesis show at VCU, and The Importance of Being Earnest with the Lean Ensemble Theater in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Family is everything. And next we have Lynn M. Hartman, a lighting designer. Virginia Rep designs include Beauty and the Beast, Airline Highway, Gypsy, MAME, Other Desert Cities, Shrek, The Grapes of Wrath, The Music Man, Red, The Producers, Spring Awakening, Seussical, Legacy of Light, which earned a 2011 RTCC Award for Best Lighting Design, and The Sound of Music, which won a 2010 RTCC Award for Best Lighting Design. Based in Norfolk, Lynn's designs for Virginia Stage Company include Pride and Prejudice, Venus and Fur, All My Sons, Taming of the Shrew, and Honky Tonk Angels. Other Richmond credits include Theater Virginia, Center Stage, Richmond Ballet, Carpenter Science Theater Company, and Dogwood Dell, among others. Regional credits include Company of Fools, Virginia Shakespeare Festival, The Lost Colony, McCarter Theater, King's Dominion, Carowinds, and Porthouse Theater. Next, we have Emily Tappan, our costume designer, is a second-year graduate student at Virginia Commonwealth University pursuing an MFA in costume design. She has been working with a variety of Virginia institutions for the last 10 years, including productions with the Virginia Shakespeare Festival, the College of William and Mary, Department of Theater, Speech, and Dance, the Jamestown-Yorktown Foundation, and Colonial Williamsburg. A Raisin in the Sun is her second production with the Virginia Rep, having designed last season's production of Airline Highway, and she is thrilled to experience working as part of a creative team to present this remarkable play at the November Theater. Next, our dramaturge, Vanessa Jackson, is a second-year graduate student at Virginia Commonwealth University. She has been a playwright for more than 13 years. She began writing for small productions in her local church. Her productions grew from the quaint facility of her church to several stages throughout Virginia. Vanessa is founder of the Right Pen Company, a small performing arts company committed to telling stories that are vital to the spirituality of the community. Her stories focus on social issues that face her community. She writes to educate her audience and takes pleasure in entertaining them while they learn. And finally, production stage manager Jocelyn A. Thompson is excited to be back, working on her third Virginia Rep main stage show. Jocelyn graduated from Harvard University with a degree in theater education, specializing in theater technology. She is a proud member of Actors Equity Association and an associate artist at Cutting Ball Theater in San Francisco. While in California, she made a career as a teaching artist in sound design and stage management, while stage managing productions at Cutting Ball Theater, Shotgun Players, and The Magic. This is for you, Nellie Bell. Now we'll read a bit about the artistic director and managing director. Nathaniel Shaw, the artistic director. Nathaniel completed his first season at Virginia Rep with direction of the critically acclaimed world premiere of David Robbins' The End of War and the summer blockbuster In the Heights. On Broadway, Nathaniel served as an associate choreographer for the Tony Award-winning musical Once. Off-Broadway, he served for 6 seasons as artistic director for the Active Theater. Performing credits include many iconic roles, including Curly in Oklahoma, Zach in A Chorus Line, The MC in Cabaret, Pale in Burn This, Riff in West Side Story, Lieutenant Cable in South Pacific, and Will Parker in Oklahoma, alongside Tony Award winner Kelly O'Hara and Will Chase from ABC's Nashville. In addition to his work in the theater, Nathaniel danced for 3 years in the world-renowned Paul Taylor Dance Company. Most recently, Nathaniel worked as development director with the Tony and Oliver Award-winning producers Glass Half Full, responsible for sourcing new projects for development and eventual production. Glass Half Full is best recognized for the Tony Award-winning productions of Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, Twelfth Night, and Richard III starring Mark Rylance, and the Olivier Award-winning Sunny Afternoon. Under Nathaniel's leadership, Virginia Rep has spearheaded development on Limpika, a new musical by Matt Gold and Carson Kreitzer under the direction of Tony nominee Rachel Chavkin, River Diddy by Matthew Cuter in collaboration with the aforementioned Glass Half Full Productions, and In My Chair, a globally researched one-woman show starring Ava DeVirgilis. Nathaniel has enjoyed his first year in Richmond with his wife Lisa and two sons, Benny and Caleb. And our managing director, Phil Whiteway. Phil is a key leader in Virginia arts management community. Along with Bruce Miller, he co-founded Theater 4 in 1975 as Virginia's first professional theater for young audiences. In 2001, he also assumed the role of managing director of Barksdale Theater. In 2012, he led the efforts to merge both companies to form Virginia Repertory Theater, one of the largest performing arts organizations in Central Virginia. Under Phil's leadership, these nonprofit companies have received the Outstanding Service Award from the Central Richmond Association and Dominion Shining Star Award. Phil was a founding member of the Board of Directors of the Richmond Arts Consortium and the Broad Street Association. Under his leadership, Theater 4 purchased and renovated the November Theater, helping to spur the revitalization of Broad Street. Phil is a graduate and past board member of Leadership Metro Richmond. He is active with the Richmond Chamber and has participated in annual leadership visits to our nation's major cities. He has served on the Governance Board of Partners in the Arts and as Treasurer of the Board of Virginians for the Arts. Phil served as an advisor for the development efforts of the Maudlin Center and currently serves on the advisory board of the Heritage Theater Festival at the University of Virginia. Phil has received numerous awards. Among the most notable are the Excellence in Arts Instruction Award from the Board of Education, the Governor's Award, the Style Weekly's 100 Most Influential Richmonders of the 20th Century. Phil is forever grateful to his wife Donna and their four children, PJ, Jennings, Alex, and Gordon. And we'll finish up here with some of Virginia Rep's accessibility programs. Community Tickets. Virginia Rep's Community Tickets Grant Program offers free and discounted tickets to those in our community for whom the price of a ticket is a barrier. Through an easy application process, nonprofits can apply for blocks of tickets to distribute to their clients. We are proud to have partnered with many organizations such as Boys and Girls Clubs, Elk Hill, Sacred Heart Center, Family Lifeline, and many others. To apply for tickets, visit virginiarep.org. Sensory-friendly performances. Virginia Repertory Theater is proud to offer sensory-friendly performances free of charge for children with autism. With input from autism specialists from the Faison School, Autism Society of Central Virginia, Chesterfield County Public Schools, Henrico Public Schools, North Star Academy, and Commonwealth Autism, Virginia Rep adapts select performances in sound, lighting, and seating to create a welcoming environment and comforting atmosphere. The performance itself was amazing, but the best part is that I got to share it with my kids. It was nice to be able to say, "We can," said a parent at a sensory-friendly performance. New audio descriptive programs. Virginia Rep is delighted to partner with the Virginia Voice, yay, to offer select audio described performances for patrons with low vision or blindness. Using a headset, patrons will hear audio describers provide a live descriptive summary of the visual elements of the performance, e.g., costumes, scenery, movement, and more, in between the dialogue performed by the actors. And their final accessibility program, Induction Hearing Loop Systems. Thanks to the generous gift from Sarah Bell and Neil November, and a partnership with Richmond Hearing Doctors, a state-of-the-art induction loop hearing system has been installed in the November Theater. The loop is compatible with cochlear implants or telecoil-equipped hearing aids. In addition, we have listening-enhanced headphones available for checkout free of charge. And that concludes our audio access to A Raisin in the Sun playbill at Virginia Rep November Theater. We hope you enjoyed listening, and we hope you enjoy the show even more.